Veterans Affairs Secretary Bob McDonald seems to be waging a battle against the senior executives that run his agency day to day. He's gone to Congress asking to switch top managers from the Title V job category that includes senior executives across the government. McDonald wants to place his people in Title 38, a category created for medical professionals, not managers. For what this could mean, we turn to federal employment attorney Deborah D'Agostino, founding partner of the Federal Practice Group. Ms. D'Agostino, great to have you on.
Good morning.
What does this mean? First of all, let's talk about Title 38. It's not as well known cross-government, but it was created, my understanding, is directly for VA in the first place a long time ago.
It was. It was created when the VA was being established, and it's really to cover those professionals who are performing direct patient care or services related to patient care, so doctors and nurses and folks like that.
I guess dentists, anyone that pretty much touches a patient would be under Title 38.
Right. And so the idea was that the VA wanted to attract medical professionals from the private sector. And so under Title 38, they're allowed to pay them more than they would if they weren't under Title 38. And sort of in exchange for getting more pay, they do have less rights than normal Title V employees have.
If you would, delineate the rights, the civil service protections that Title 38 employees have to the limited extent they do have them.
Sure. So they are limited. But under Title 38, if an employee is charged with misconduct and suffers an adverse action, they can go before what's called a disciplinary appeals board. They're required to have 30 days' notice of the charges. They have the chance to make a reply. They have the chance to see the evidence against them. And this panel is comprised of three employees who are peers. And then if they don't like that decision, they can appeal that to the secretary. So they do have some rights. They're much more limited than Title V employees have. And Title 38 employees have no right to go to the MSPB.
Now, for disciplinary action against Title 38, does that mean medical outcomes that someone's unhappy with, or just, you know, if they swear or smoke or something on the job?
Well, it's really going to a question of professional conduct or competence. I mean, the idea is that these are people who have, you know, patients' lives in their hands. And so it's a serious matter when they're not performing as they should be. And so part of the justification for cutting back their rights is because their performance is so critical. I mean, we're talking about people who do patient care, which is why the concept of applying it to executives is sort of bizarre. I mean, this is designed for people involved with direct patient care, not for people sitting behind a desk all day.
That was my question. If you bring up someone for discipline who amputated the wrong leg or something, or dropped the wrong pills down somebody's throat, that you can see is a medical malpractice. For a senior executive running, say, a VA medical center, how would any of this apply to the job that they do?
I'm not quite sure what they have in mind. It's definitely bizarre. There have been other agencies who have adopted Title 38, but it's still, to my knowledge, applying to those involved in patient care. So, for example, the DOD has some employees who are doing patient care. But putting it over executives, I think that this is just aiming in the wrong direction. The Choice Act, in my opinion, was poorly thought out legislation. I think this is probably even worse. I mean, cutting the MSPB out of this process doesn't fix anything. And that's really what this whole proposal is about, is cutting the MSPB out. You know, in my opinion, the MSPB isn't the problem. The VA is the problem. So putting it all in the hands of the VA doesn't fix anything.
MSPB being the Merit Systems Protection Board.
Yes.
Because in justifying this in their 10-page document, that VA is citing the complexity of the jobs that senior executives do, the fact that they're losing some of them to retirement, the fact that they have 30% of their executive service allocations unfilled. But it's hard to see how complexity or lack of ability to fill jobs is going to be enhanced by putting those people under Title 38.
Right. I mean, part of the proposal talks about how if they were under Title 38, they'd be able to pay more and thus they'd be able to attract better candidates. But we're not talking about paying them enough to be anywhere near comparable to the private sector. So I mean, people take these jobs because they are jobs of the federal government, and that is supposed to come with protections like due process. If you take that away, I don't know why anyone would be attracted to work at the VA. I mean, the pay differential is significant between the private sector and the federal government with these types of professionals. So you have to give them something. And I think cutting away their due process is just going to make it incredibly unattractive to work at the VA.
We're speaking with Deborah D'Agostino, founding partner of the Federal Practice Group. And getting back to that pay issue, even VA cites the fact that the average pay for a large hospital administrator is something like north of $700,000 a year. They're not proposing anything close to that. I think maybe another $50,000 tops over what SCSers can make now. So taking them to the $230,000, $240,000 category. Is there an alternate means of getting there other than moving people out of Title V?
The fix is just not this, right? So this does very little to get at what the problem is. And this kind of off with their heads mentality doesn't seem to be fixing anything. So it doesn't seem to be that just making it easier to fire SESers solves anything at the VA. They do attract people who are genuinely interested in helping veterans. And because of that genuine interest, they are willing to take the pay that's being offered. I mean, so this doesn't really seem to be the problem. You know, the VA can't seem to discipline people in an appropriate manner in compliance with the law, whatever that law happens to be. You know, that really seems to be the VA's fault. And, you know, their failure to accept responsibility over this and instead act, you know, sort of feigning outrage at the MSPB just seems entirely misdirected.
And there's also the provision in this proposal that the VA secretary would determine the qualifications required for appointment to an executive leadership position without the requirement of Office of Personnel Management certification. So maybe that's one avenue that might be make it easier for the VA secretary to fill those jobs, at least to bring people in if they wanted to come in.
Well, I guess I have not heard that that's an issue. I mean, I don't believe that OPM is turning down a bunch of people that the VA wants to bring on. I mean, my big concern with this proposal is that it's incredibly vague as to what's going to happen if there is an adverse action. I mean, it really, even though it says we're going to put these SESers under Title 38, it then does not say they're going to get even what the existing Title 38 employees get with regard to due process in the case of an adverse action. So even though it's saying these people are going to be Title 38, it's then leaving the disciplinary process to be very different than currently exists under Title 38. And it is really leaving everything in the hands of the secretary and whatever the secretary decides the process will be, which is a little bit, it's definitely unusual. I mean, I don't know why the process wouldn't be laid out here, and I don't know what the justification would be for making it different than the one that already exists for Title 38 employees.
Would this make senior executives essentially employees at will?
Potentially, just about. And again, that goes back to, I mean, if the point of Title 38 was, you know, okay, the whole point of the civil service system in many ways is, okay, we pay people less, but they get job protection, they get due process. You take that away, and I just don't know what would attract people.
And do you think that the fight over this, if it came into Congress, or suppose Congress passed a bill allowing this, could it be a constitutional question since Title V and the case law that has taken place since then gives these employees and many other employees a constitutional right to the jobs they have, which is not widely understood by the public, but it happens to be a legal fact?
It is a legal fact, and it's one that I think is certainly already being discussed with the Choice Act. I mean, the Choice Act has already said the actual MSPB, the actual board, can't review the decisions of its judges, which is peculiar and appears to be a constitutional problem. You know, so again, I don't think the fix is to just cut the MSPB out of entirely and put it all in the hands of the VA in some sort of unestablished procedure. I mean, You know, at least under Title 38, you do have the right to go before this disciplinary appeals board. You do have the right to take that decision to the secretary if you don't like it. Again, none of those things are laid out here in this proposal as being something that the SESs would have.
Deborah D'Agostino is founding partner of the Federal Practice Group. Thanks so much for joining me.
Sure thing.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.